I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today we're talking about the six keys to healthy fat loss. This'll be a good one.
Yeah.
And we have Dr. Prather here, of course. And we also have John, who is our DTS weight loss coach at the Prather Practice. Welcome, John.
Well, thank you for having me.
Great to have you. And you're going to have some input in our weight loss discussion here at the Prather Practice. So, Dr. Prather, what is healthy fat loss?
Well, one of the things that I like to emphasize is that we're really not about weight loss. We don't really care about what you weigh. It's the fat percentage that's important, because we are all about homeostasis, and there is a perfect homeostasis or balance on how much fat you should have in your system. Because if you have too much fat, then it creates a whole cycle. It changes how your brain function, it changes your physiology, it changes your hormones, it changes your pH. It's a very devastating type of thing. Increases insulin resistance, cardiovascular disease, increased chances of cancer. So it's the fat percentage more important than it is the actual weight. So that's why I like to emphasize fat loss, not weight loss.
And last week we talked about the BCA, the body comp analysis, and how we can measure body fat percentage on that, and how we don't really take into account the BMI.
Right. Body mass index is not really an accurate way at all of finding out whether you should be losing some fat percentage or not.
Yeah, and that's the standard most medical professionals go off of.
Sure.
And unfortunately, it's just what we believe is not a true accurate number. It doesn't take into a lot of consideration, such as muscle size. For me, for example, I'm considered, if we went off of BMI, morbidly obese, but my body fat percentage would say otherwise, just because of the muscle size that I have on myself. So,
right.
Yeah. So let's talk about...
The fat loss is really important. But interestingly enough, as you do most diets, you increase your fat percentage. Because most diets, when you go on them, when you're trying to lose weight, you don't lose fat usually. What you do is you lose fat muscle at the beginning, or even organ tissue. That's where you start to get the problems that start to occur on that. So like I talked about last time, we had a gentleman who was bragging about how he had lost 30 pounds on the Atkins diet. And what was nice about it is we had just done his body composition analysis before, and he was at a 32% body fat percentage. And after he had done the Atkins diet, he had lost almost 30 pounds, but he went from a 32 to a 38%.
So he increased in his body fat percentage.
Body fat percentage, because he had lost muscle. And as soon as he went off of it, he put back on his muscle because the body was trying to get that back there. But he kept the same fat percentage. So oftentimes, whenever they've done research, they always find that people who do diets, who do weight loss programs, are always, after 5 years, fatter, have a higher fat percentage than if they had never done a diet before. So most diets are going to make you fatter, not skinnier.
And
you
they have
lose
the word,
weight.
We're dieting.
Dieting. So
D-I-E.
you need to really be aware of really going after it and seeing exactly how to lose the fat.
Okay. Well, let's talk about those six keys. So we're talking about today, six keys to healthy fat loss. What are they, Dr. Prather?
Thermogenesis, hormones, you know how your endocrine system's working, your gut health, toxicity, the brain image that you have, and then calories versus nutrients. So those are the big keys to really getting where you want to be.
Well, let's talk about what is meant by calories versus nutrients.
Well, one of the biggest problems that people have nowadays, because you know, we're looking at an explosion of obesity in America. no pun intended. It's getting getting to be a very big problem.
Mm-hmm. Another pun. He thinks he's. Oh.
Well, if we go back to the 1970s, a very small percentage of people were obese. Mm-hmm. We really didn't have that problem back in that time. We had some of the states were hitting about 10% for a obesity issue.
This is in the 1970s.
Now there isn't a state that's that hits 10%. That's considered amazing. Mm-hmm. The lowest state, I believe, is Colorado. That's hitting at about a 25%. Mm-hmm. But you've got Mississippi. That's 65% of the people are obese.
65%.
65%. So it's gone. Mm-hmm. And Mississippi was the highest one in 1975 at 10%.
Wow.
And now it's 65%. What the heck happened?
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago. So one of the things that has occurred is that we have gotten into a lot more toxins, but we've also reduced the amount of nutrients per calories. Mm. So when you eat what's called empty calories, those are really where you don't have the nutrients that is necessary to process the food. Even though you're taking in the calories, you're still hungry because you don't have the zinc, you don't have the B vitamins, you don't have the vitamin C, and so it's not able to process it. So even though you're taking in a lot of calories, you are not able to process it, so you're still hungry, and that food isn't really burned properly, so it's converted into fat. So that's one of the major types of issues that you're talking about with this. So one of the things that people really need to start doing is starting to eat nutritional food that has proper nutrients in it to really be able to, one, be satiated, and then also keep that food from being turned into fat. So the nutrient quality per calorie is one of the most important things that you could do to maintain a healthy weight.
So why is reduction of calories important for fat loss?
Now, it is very important because if you're talking about all the different types of factors, and you can talk about this even better than I can, John, people say, I'm going to exercise my way into losing weight. You know, how successful is that?
Not very. It's all about the food. It's the whole saying of apps are made in the kitchen.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
So abs are made in the kitchen.
Yeah. Abs are made in the kitchen.
Yeah. So it really comes down to if you want proper weight loss is what you're eating and what you're putting into your body.
Sure.
One thing I tell any of the clients is if you look at what's in the ingredients of a food, if there's more that you cannot pronounce than you can pronounce, then that's empty calories.
That's empty calories. You're absolutely right.
It's just your body doesn't know what to do with those things, so it stores it as fat. Whenever your body doesn't know how to utilize any kind of calories or any kind of food, it stores it as fat.
Yeah, absolutely. And so really you have to cut down on your portions.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be...
And that's a better way to look at it, cut down on the portions.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right. Really mm-hmm. trying to look at that. And you will find that you will be less hungry the higher the nutrient value is of the food.
Mm-hmm. And you've talked about fiber.
Fiber, very important.
Mm-hmm. So what role does toxicity play in fat loss?
The toxicity and that's why I kind of group those two together, because the empty calories, almost all the empty calorie types mm-hmm. of things, are also extremely toxic. So what mm-hmm. does a fat cell, what does the body do with toxins that it has no idea what to do with it? If it can't process it through the liver, then it has to look at a whole nother way of actually dealing with it. So the body has a mechanism to put them into fat cells. So one of the things is toxicity itself, even though if you cut down on the calories, you know, on how much you're eating, if you're eating poor quality food with a lot of toxins in it, it's still going to go into fat. You're not going to be losing that because the body doesn't know how to deal with a lot of the man-made toxins that are in there. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to just put it into fat cells.
And don't we find that in sugar-free things? There's more toxins and more chemicals
mm-hmm.
In your sugar-free sodas, sugar-free gum.
They are finding that that's one of the worst things, and is a really, all these diet drinks and all those types of things really make you fatter. And they've proven that time and time again. So going with the non-sugar type of substitutes, not a good way of approaching anything.
So what is wrong with our food supply, you know, toxicity-wise?
Well, you know, I hate to say this, but corporations are the ones who are guiding that whole process. And corporations are not people, and usually they don't have the best in mind for you. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I use as an illustration is fiber is really, really good for you. Sugar is really, really bad. Mm-hmm. So what they do in processed foods is they take off all the fiber as much as they can, and they increase the sugar levels. Why? Because sugar makes you hungry, fat satiates.
You mean fiber?
I mean fiber. Fiber satiates, sugar makes you hungrier. So the more sugar you put in, the more you're going to eat, the more money they make. And they found that adding sugar to certain products has increased the sales of a lot of products by 35% just because they added sugar and took out the fiber. Mm-hmm. So they do not have your best in mind. Do not trust corporations to take care of you because they are not going to. They're trying to make you eat more and to not get the satisfaction of the, you know, to satiation. Mm-hmm. So do not trust corporations. What you need to do is most of your food should be coming from farmers, not from corporations.
Or if you're the grocery store, you stay on the outside.
Outside, right.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, more on the 6 keys to healthy fat loss.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How is TMJ treated at your office?
One of the most important ones is actually some jaw adjusting. The technique that I actually use, I invented. It needs to be extremely light adjustment. If you come in hard on the jaw, it's a very mobile type of a joint. Mm-hmm. So the angle, the pattern, and just the amount of right pressure, it's a very gentle type of thing. As a matter of fact, people just sit there and say it's sort of like a puff of air. You know, I mean, did you actually do anything except, you know, all of a sudden all their pain's gone?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the TMJ is one of the major causes of headaches. There's a different pattern if it's cervicogenic and jaw on the headaches. By the time just we do the consultation, I usually know where the headache's coming from. It also has a very strong emotional effect. There's actually a direct nerve that goes right to the brain from the jaw that goes directly to the emotional center in the brain. The emotions can affect the jaw, and then the jaw can affect the emotions. Jaw problems of any type of musculoskeletal pain, people commit more suicide from TMJ. About 80% of everyone's going to have TMJ sometime in their life. And many times people aren't even aware that that's where their problem's coming
right.
from. One of the things that you have to do is the neck has to be fixed to be able to fix the TMJ. If you don't get the top bone called the atlas fixed, you'll never be able to fix the TMJs.
And that's something you do.
That's
your specialty.
We actually
is
have
the
a
atlas.
Specialty on
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm. So, but you can have TMJ problems and not have a neck problem too.
Okay.
But if the atlas is out, you're going to absolutely get nowhere with a TMJ. There's also a global type of a shift that occurs. The pelvis will actually shift. We've had people with elbow problems. We've had people with shoulder problems. And I said, it's coming from your jaw. And they're like, you know, well, it doesn't hurt up.
How does that happen? Yeah.
And so I go up there and adjust their jaw and their, I recheck their shoulder and the elbow, and I said, does that hurt anymore? And they go, no, oh my gosh. I've had people working on this for 2 years and never gotten this far, and you do it in just like 5 seconds. Examination and diagnostics are absolutely so essential for really understanding a problem. If you don't know exactly what's going on, if you don't know what the cause is, then you can't fix it.
Right. And when you know, it makes the treatment easy.
Oh, yes.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about the six keys to healthy fat loss. And we talked already about toxicity is one of those keys, and calories versus nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk now about the role of hormones. What role do hormones play in weight loss?
Extremely important. An example would be I had a patient came in, and she was overweight and really concerned about it, did some blood tests, and she was wanting to get started in a dietary program. And she showed up that she was hypothyroid. I said, you know, it's going to be completely useless to be starting you on a diet program until we get your hormones set. Mm-hmm. So hormones really make a tremendous difference on whether people can lose weight or not. So we got her thyroid all set to where it should be, and she lost 60 pounds.
Wow, just by having her hormones balanced.
Just by getting her thyroid mm-hmm. balanced. And she didn't change her diet. She didn't do anything. She hadn't even started on any. All of her friends were wanting to come in and lose 60 pounds and take those few supplements to accomplish that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, of course, but it's different for every people. We can have a situation where people are low there on their adrenals. It could be a low pituitary. In other words, any type of a shift along those lines can really throw that off. I've had a gentleman who I knew, we just got his testosterone up to par, and he lost 25 pounds just simply by getting his testosterone balanced out.
Mm.
So the two things that control everything are the nervous system and the endocrine system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the first thing that you have to do is get the endocrine system balanced, and then we'll also be talking about the nervous system, and then we can kind of figure that all out from there.
So how are the hormones evaluated?
The best way is blood work. So this is not something that we're guessing at. This is something that we know, mm-hmm. you know, on what's going on. And we can know exactly what every single portion of your hormones are doing. We can get in there and really break it down and see what's happening. And then we know how to naturally bring that back into par. And that's an important part of what we do. And that's something that's unique within our office, that we can really make a big difference on a natural type of basis to really bring those hormones back into balance. And one of the interesting things is that the hormones, very few people are balanced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the things that we find as we really check that out. There's very few people that have a good working endocrine system and a balanced hormonal system. And again, we're all about homeostasis. Bring that back into a normal, and it's amazing how many things are corrected. So fat loss program, not a weight loss program.
Yeah,
we're not going to start a fat loss program until we know what your endocrine system, what your hormones are doing.
So what's your view? I hear this a lot. People ask about bioidentical hormones.
Right, and that's one of the things that people talk quite a bit about, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of people promoting that. Bioidentical hormones are bioidentical. So what they've done is they've made them exactly like your natural hormones, which sounds like a really good idea. Very effective. You can get some very quick results, but extremely dangerous.
Mm.
Why? Because you're talking about 64 different hormones, major hormones, that have an relationship with one another. If you just throw one hormone, it affects all the others. So there's a whole cascade along those lines, and you can really cause some extreme damage. I've had a gentleman who came in who was on some bioidentical hormones, and his immune system, his white blood cell count should be running about 5.0 to 5.5, and he was at a 1.0. And he was in real danger. One of the things that they found that women who, they've done experiments, and they've done six of them, and they ran them, and they stopped them every single time because of the increased risk of cancer was just out the roof. There were people who were dying who were in the studies along those lines. And they stopped them because of that. I can't tell you how many, I can think of six women who were in my office who were getting their hormones balanced, and they said that they were going to go for bioidentical hormones, you know, because it was quicker, easier.
And that's something we do not do here.
We do not do here.
It's not natural. It's not a natural.
It's not a natural type of way of doing it.
People think that bioidentical is natural.
It has nothing to do with natural. And they all six wound up getting cancer. So your chances of getting cancer are very, very high. Less than that is the pharmaceuticals that are given out. There's much less risk pharmaceutically, the normal pharmaceuticals that you can get with any of those different types of pharmaceuticals along those lines. You still have a risk for cancer, but much less than bioidenticals. And people think because it's very close, then it's gentler to the body. It's totally not true. So pharmaceuticals, and then you take it a step down, and when you're starting to deal with it naturally, then it actually reverses the risk for cancer.
Well, let's
so the
talk
way
about
that. We
that.
Do
yeah.
that.
How do you treat hormones?
Well, what we do is there are, like, let's say you need thyroid. Well, we give thyroid organ. You need you need pituitary. We give some organ tissues of pituitary. Also, there are different types of herbals. So we can do either with animal organs, adrenals, thyroid, pituitary, those types of things to get that worked out. But then there's also herbals that you can use. Chas tree is excellent for the pituitary. And there are many different types of herbals that you can utilize. And then the organs, you do the combinations along with homeopathy. So we have three different ways of approaching it and see which one is the best for each individual. And what's great about that is that the body takes it into your system, utilizes it how it wants to, and you're still talking about body regulation. What's the safest way is if the doctor takes over the regulation of the hormones, it's dangerous. If the body's doing the regulation, it knows how to move it back and forth. It knows how to do the subtle changes. And if you do that, it's a very safe way, and you're bringing the body closer into homeostasis with the herbals, homeopathics, and the organ tissues, so that you are more protected from diseases and cancer than the other way.
Okay. Well, let's go on and talk about another key to healthy fat loss. And John, you can probably chime in on this one with our HCG program, but it's the brain. What role does the brain play with body composition? Because I know the HCG works on the hypothalamus.
Right.
So if you want to talk about that, Dr. Prather, and I know John will probably want to chime in too.
Certainly. Area that controls you. See, the body has an image of what you should be. So, and it will fight any type of a shift along that, whether you're at a good weight or a bad weight. Once it gets used to that, it imprints it into the brain, and the area that it imprints that is the hypothalamus. And if you're trying to change that, it fights it. So, oftentimes, when you get to be morbidly obese or obese, and you've been that way for a little while, the body is achieving a homeostasis that is not good for you. So the thing that you have to do is you have to go up there, and then you have to change the hypothalamus, the brain image of what you are, to be able to lose weight.
Mm-hmm. And John, do you want to talk a little bit about our HCG weight loss program?
Yeah. So our DTS HCG program, what's wonderful about that is first it's medically supervised, but what we're able to do with HCG is trick the brain function, trick the hypothalamus into only eating at fat cells. So as Dr. Prather said at the beginning of the radio program, weight loss is not what we're after, it's fat loss that we're after.
Mm.
The body will focus on eating muscle, focus on eating organ tissue, and then focus on fat. With the HCG, we're tricking the body into only focusing on the fat cells and leaving alone the muscle tissue, leaving alone the organ tissue. Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know what HCG is, it's the hormone that women give off when they're pregnant. That's how we test for pregnancy, how people test mm-hmm. for pregnancy. But why that occurs is it's the woman's body telling it not to eat any muscle tissue or organ tissue so it doesn't reabsorb the baby. So using that science, we're able to, once again, trick the brain into focusing just on that fat storage.
Mm, interesting.
Because the HCG targets the hypothalamus.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will allow it, it will reset. So what we're trying to do is as people are on an HCG, now we can also give hypothalamus tissue. We can also give homeopathics along those lines. So we can do, in other words, we can approach it through a lot of ways. The more powerful way is, of course, the shots. But we do have alternatives if that doesn't work the best for someone.
Mm-hmm.
But what we always have to do is we have to target the hypothalamus, get the hypothalamus reset.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're on the HCG and you're losing that fat percentage, the hypothalamus is an open and can kind of say, okay, I'm going to allow the body to change. So it doesn't, in other words, the body's not fighting the fat loss like mm-hmm. it usually does. So, and then once you get down to the lower level, then if you can get that hypothalamus reset, it's much easier to maintain that type of a life, you know, that positioning.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, if you don't reset the hypothalamus, then you have to, the way that you maintain your health, as I've seen this many times and demonstrated, is that they then have to stay on a very low calorie diet the rest of their life, which has its own types of problems and really doesn't do the job. We can get you down to where you need to be and then reset that hypothalamus, and then the body's working for you, not against you.
Okay, when we come back, more on 6 keys to healthy fat loss.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
But if they are, you know, doing some sort of medical thing to you, you want to be in the smallest room that they have, I think. You don't want to be in the largest room that they have. You know what I mean? You ever see these operating theaters that they have with like stadium seating? You don't want them doing anything to you that makes other doctors go, I have to see this. Are you kidding? Are they going to really do that to him? Are there seats? Can we get in? Do they scalp tickets to these things? I got two for the Winslow tumor. I got two.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. And we've been rated the top acupuncture provider by Google+. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about the six keys to healthy fat loss. We talked about calories versus nutrients, toxicity, the brain, and hormones. We're going to talk on this segment thermogenesis and gut health. So, Dr. Prather, what is thermogenesis?
That's your ability to burn up calories. Mm-hmm. You know, when you remember when you were young, you'd eat whatever you want to and you just burned them like crazy?
My 20s, too.
Great. Yeah, it was easy. And then all of a sudden, as we got older, that ability to burn those calories goes down. Mm-hmm. So people need to always, you know, as we're coaching and helping people weight loss, how quickly people burn calories is one of the major things. And if you can increase that, that really helps out tremendously with the fat loss.
So why are there different levels, you know, different people?
And there are very different levels that go on.
Some people burn it easier.
One of the things, there's inherited, there's all sorts of things that go on in that. But interestingly enough, if you are heavier, you know, like if you are morbidly obese and you have a 40% body fat versus someone who has a 20% body fat and you eat a big meal. For someone who is at 20% body fat, there's a 75% increase in their thermogenesis when they eat a big meal. Whereas someone who is at 40% usually only has a 10% increase in their thermogenesis.
Wow.
So the a very interesting factor on that is the higher fat percentage that you have, the lower your thermogenesis. The leaner that you are, the higher your thermogenesis.
Okay, well, let's say something positive.
Well, guess what? We can change that.
Right.
So we have the ability and we understand how to work things so that you increase your thermogenesis. And there's many different ways. One, there's supplements we can take that can increase that. So mm-hmm. we know which ones are very helpful. We have diets that increase thermogenesis, and there's also exercise that can increase thermogenesis. So that is something that it can be manipulated and brought into a better alignment for it. But, you know, it's something that people need to be aware of. The higher the fat percentage, the less thermogenesis you have, the leaner you are, the more thermogenesis. So it's kind of like a self-perpetuating type of thing.
Yeah, and we talked about the importance of just moving, you know,
right.
Getting up and moving, and is very important.
And people need coaching on all this. This is you know, if this is kind of discouraging to people, it's why diets don't work, because mm-hmm. people don't understand. They don't understand the science of it, and it has to be medically supervised, and that's what we provide here.
Yeah, that's what's nice with John.
Right.
You know, with the coaching, you meet with people how often?
On a weekly basis, but also texting almost every day. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I know it's a little off topic, but a lot of people have things that are holding them back emotionally as well. So
triggers.
Yep. There's things that we address with that coaching as well mm-hmm. that cause those triggers and cause that poor eating habits.
Mm. So we talked about thermogenesis. What about gut health? Why is gut health important for fat loss?
Well, if you are going through, one, how many calories you absorb, also how all the nutrients that are involved, and we have found people whose gut health was the major reason that they weren't losing weight. And it's a very important type of thing that you get that evaluated. And many times that was the deciding factor on what was going on. So your gut, which makes absolute sense, helps to control your weight.
Mm-hmm. Well, what role does fiber play?
Fiber is probably the most important thing, because fiber, how much fiber you take into your gut will determine what kind of microbiome you have in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
So they have found, if you want to find the very best way that always proves. Now, most diets don't work at all. But any time that you increase the amount of fiber in your diet, people automatically start losing weight. And they didn't completely understand why, but there's several different factors. One, it moves things quicker through the gut. It increases your nutrients. Fiber also satiates the appetite. So fiber will actually decrease your appetite, for first off, so that you're not eating as much. Two, you get more nutrients because you're taking fiber in, because fiber helps nutrients to be absorbed into the gut. And then also fiber, there are two different basic kinds of microbiome in your gut. That's healthy gut material. And one of them is the kind that converts food into calories. And then the other one is more for nutrients. And the fiber stimulates the one versus the other. And a perfect balance on that is 50-50. 50% for nutrient uptake and 50% for getting the nutrients into the system. Most people as we've been testing gut, 98% is calorie absorption microbiome. So what should be a 50-50 split, most people have 98%, 2%. The best one that we've ever tested on what percentage is mine, and I have a 70-30 split. Because I take in a lot of fiber into my diet. I still have work to do, but I'm still the best that we've ever found.
98% to 2%. Wow.
Right. So increasing the fiber, and you should be taking in, most people, are taking in 75 grams of sugar a day. And only about 10 grams of fiber. And you should switch those. Mm-hmm. There should be about 15 grams of sugar that you're taking in, about 75 grams of fiber.
Isn't refined sugar too addictive?
Refined sugar is
satisfying, like, yes. Just being addicted to anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it really satiates, and if you can get, if you are eating the same amount of food, mm-hmm. okay, two people are eating the same amount of food, one has the normal type of gut, 98%, 2%, the other person has a 50-50 split, he is taking in from the same food 50% less calories and about 50% more nutrients of the food than the person who has a 98 and 2%. So you're getting 50% more nutrients from your food because of the fiber, and you are getting 50% less calories from what you're eating.
But you're saying you don't see anybody at 50-50.
Don't see anybody at 50-50, and that's where we should be. That's because our fiber levels are so low. That's why if you went to Africa, what did you see there? Was anybody...
Everybody, yeah, healthy teeth. And I was in the village.
Right.
The villages.
Where they actually eat like they're supposed to.
Uh-huh.
With a high-fiber diet. Nobody was fat. Mm-hmm. And they could eat as much as they want.
Mm-hmm.
They probably, if we did a stool kit on them, they were a 50-50 split on the microbiome.
Interesting. And they're
that's
a third-world country.
And a third-world country.
Wow. And then you test this through...
GI stool kit.
GI stool kit we do here at the Prather Practice, and tells you a lot of information. It's covered by insurance.
Correct.
So what role does digestive enzymes play?
Well, if you don't have the enzymes in your system, you're not going to digest your food, you're not going to get the nutrients, and most of that food will be turned into toxins.
So do you have digestive enzymes that you recommend?
We do. We can check exactly what's wrong. Mm-hmm. So with a stool kit, we can find out if the hydrochloric acid, if the pancreatic enzymes, all those types of things are working. If they're not, we fix them.
So we talked today the six keys to healthy fat loss: thermogenesis, hormones, gut health, toxicity, brain, and calories versus nutrients.
Correct.
Well, up next, we'll have Mark talking about the fat loss program here at the Prather Practice that he participated in, and he was able to get his life back, be able to keep up with his three-year-old again. That's up next.
Excellent.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Well, what is the Gallup report?
The first ever annual report on people's awareness of chiropractic. The Gallup system has never really done a survey on actual chiropractic to find out where people are with chiropractic, their understanding.
So what did they find out? How do people view chiropractic?
About 14% of the population on a yearly basis use chiropractors. Mm-hmm. About 50% of all adults have been to a chiropractic, and they have a very positive view of chiropractic. We have the highest satisfaction rate of any healthcare professional.
Mm. Interesting.
With the people who've actually visited us.
Mm-hmm. And experienced it.
And experienced it.
People have a lot of opinion that haven't even gone to one.
Right, and have no idea what it is. Uh-huh. So when they asked people who had not been to a chiropractor, the other 50%, of those, 25% said chiropractic they considered was dangerous. Uh-huh. Have you had any experience with chiropractic? No.
Interesting.
The other group was like, I'm not really quite sure. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of misconception on that, you know, on what's actually going on. And there's a lot of opinions that really don't hold water. You know, one of the things that keeps people away from chiropractic is it safe? Is mm-hmm. this a safe modality? And even a lot of professionals aren't aware of the facts that's associated with that. But according to an independent group called the insurance company, which does, if you are in the insurance business, you know that they are extremely thorough because they're talking about their money. Chiropractic malpractice has the lowest rates of any healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. Nurses have a higher malpractice rate. Dental assistants have a higher malpractice rate. My medical assistant has a higher malpractice rate than I do. Uh-huh. So, you know, the thought patterns on that chiropractic is dangerous. It is actually the least dangerous of all the healthcare systems out there. Mm-hmm. The research is just, you know, overwhelming on the benefit of chiropractic.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, we're talking today about our weight loss program, and we have Mark here, who is in his fifth week. Mark, what brought you in?
Initially, my wife came to deal with a severe back injury, and over the months that she's been coming, we started talking about doing something to improve my health, my overall health, and she spoke to them initially about the program. And then as the year progressed, we decided that after the first of the year that we would give it a try. And so that's how we ultimately ended up here.
And you wanted to focus on weight loss, correct?
Yes.
Tell the listeners out there, what were your goals for weight loss?
Ultimately, it was not just about weight loss, but obviously that was the focus, was just my general health. I felt very, I did not feel well. I did not feel well physically and ultimately mentally and emotionally. It had an effect. And so we decided that starting with weight loss would be the place to begin, and, you know, then and hopefully and ultimately would improve the overall picture, as and it has so far.
Mm-hmm. And I know when you first came to us, we do a bioimpedance analysis, and your body fat percentage was at 37.1%. And today is week five. And why don't you let the listeners in 5 weeks, let them know how much weight you've lost. And I really want to kind of brag on you. You've really taken this seriously. You live in Illinois, yes. So we've been texting a lot back and forth because you can't have the weekly counseling, right. But you've been very committed to this. Talk about the results you've seen.
Overall, yeah, first and foremost, you're right. We live about 3 hours away, so we definitely, when we decided to do it, we committed to it because we knew that travel, it's even all by itself, was a big jump. But as far as results, like I said, it started out, I've lost roughly 47 pounds as of this morning, and my body fat percentage is now at 22-23%. So I've had some great results. I mean, I'm very happy. I know that my attitude, my general health feels so much better. I haven't felt this good in a long time, which again was one of the big goals. I just wanted to feel better as a whole. Mm-hmm. I have a 2-year-old, and I'm an older new parent. I'm 44 years old as opposed to a young new parent, and so my 2-year-old doesn't understand, you know, I want to play dad, not dad's old and tired. So I needed to change that, and that's been one of the really big benefits, is that I am a lot more active and a lot more, I want to play with my daughter and I want to do those things. So that's been a big payoff for me as well. The physical results have been great, but I think the emotional and mental part of it's probably been even bigger for me.
I remember, and you have a very supportive wife, that when I met with both of you at the beginning of this, talking about your daughter and being able to play with her, and, you know, especially spring's coming up, yes. And you're already thinking about activities now that you can do, oh, yeah. That you weren't able to do or you weren't feeling well. Kind of tell the listeners how your lifestyle has changed.
Energy level is beyond what I thought it would be, even in this short amount of time. I remember our initial consultations, and you said things about, well, so-and-so had done it, and they find that they have an extra hour in the day that they didn't have before because they're actually getting up a little earlier and actually going to bed a little later because they have the energy to do that. And I find myself, you know, I set my alarm for 6, and I'm up at 5:20 most days, getting stuff done, getting the day ready to go, and I think that is where I see the difference, is that the tasks I have to do, whether they're ones I want to do or I have to do, my enthusiasm for doing them is much higher, and I'm a lot more productive than I was before. Again, physically and mentally, I feel like I get my day done better and faster than I did before.
Mm-hmm. You've done phase one and phase two. You're still at the end of phase two, and when we see you again, we'll be starting phase three. What is your ultimate goal? What would you like to see happen? I know so much change for the good has already happened in such a short amount of time. In 5 weeks, you've gone from 37% body fat to 23. That's wonderful. And you still have a goal. You want to get under 22% body fat, mm-hmm. And you want to lose a little more weight before you reset. Yes. Because at phase three, then we're going to reset. That'll be kind of your set weight at that point. Right. And I know that there are certain foods you just love to eat.
Yes. Yes.
And when you'd share goldfish with your daughter, you give her 3, you'd have.
Three in my mouth, yes.
How has your eating habits changed?
I'm much more aware, and that's what you just said is a great example of realizing that when I made my daughter a snack, that I would oftentimes share that snack, and I think do it unconsciously. Mm-hmm. When I prepared meals, you know, you take a bite and a bite and a bite and a bite of the things you're eating, and ultimately eat a meal and then sit down and eat another meal and not think about the fact that you've done that. You know, that you could essentially double the amount of calories you're putting in your system in that same amount of time. And I'm a lot more aware than I was before. And it's not necessarily just, you know, the specific number of calories and those kinds of things. It's just more realizing what's a reasonable serving of whatever it is that I'm eating, mm-hmm. and things along those lines. And I, as far as like continued goals, I honestly, you know, I want to continue on with what I'm doing, but be able to maintain it, incorporate these things that I've become aware of, mm-hmm. and make those habit, as opposed to the previous habits, which were unconsciously throwing three goldfish in my mouth or taking three bites of macaroni when I'm making it for supper along with the other things, not realizing that 10 ounces of protein's enough and I don't need 20, you know. Mm-hmm. Giving my body the opportunity to realize, hey, you're full. You really don't need any more, you know. So it's incorporating the things I've become aware of and making them habit, mm-hmm. I think is probably the best way to put it.
If we have a listener out there that would like to get healthier, you know, would like to lose weight, doesn't have the energy for their grandchildren or their child, or just wants better quality life, what would you say to them?
I think something like the program like this is, it really is up to you. I mean, you have to make the commitment. You can, I think, have all the support, which you guys have been great. My wife has been great. But mm-hmm. you, as an individual, you have to make the decision that you want to do it. And then you just have to tell yourself to. I mean, that's one of the things, not to brag on myself because I'm not that kind of person, but the thing I've probably been proudest of, beyond the weight loss even, mm-hmm. the physical changes, is that I haven't, cheated once mm-hmm. in 5 weeks. I have literally forced, you know, when I find myself throwing the gravel, I'm like, wow, you do that, stop. You know, mm-hmm. not nibbling and doing, just never, I literally, as opposed to, like if I make something for my daughter to eat that I know I can't have on this program, mm-hmm. instead of licking it off my thumb or my finger, I wipe it off in a napkin because I think you can't. And you, mm-hmm. if you're going to commit, you have to commit wholly. You really have to make yourself do it. I mean, my wife was very good about, I'm not preparing your meals for you. You mm-hmm. need to do it because that's part of the commitment. You need to understand what you're doing. So I think that would be what I would tell a person is, you need to, you know, make yourself make that commitment. And I got to a stage in my life where I was very, very tired of feeling the way I felt mm-hmm. and realizing that the only person that was going to change that was me mm-hmm. and that I just had to do that. And I've been, again, very proud of myself because in the past I've never been I make those commitments and then you know, crawfish on them very quickly. So mm-hmm. that would be my thing, is you really need to be very clear about your level of commitment.
Mm. Well, thank you, Mark. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
47 pounds in 5 weeks, body fat percentage of 37%. 5 weeks ago now at 23%. That's wonderful. Keep up the good work, and we're here to support you.
Thank you.
What an inspirational story from Mark, and, you know, just his commitment. You know, he lives in Illinois, so we text back and forth in the program, and this is a program that can be done from a distance. Most of our people are coming in once a week for the counseling and the recheck, twice a week for the lipo injections. But, you know, just an inspirational story. His life has changed and will change.
Yeah, so, you know, even your ability to do things. You know, he has a young daughter mm-hmm. That he wants to go out and play with, and that was one of the big things that he was out there kind of chasing her around before, mm-hmm. and he was winded.
Yeah, huffing and puffing.
And
how am I going to keep up with
it? Yeah, you know, getting down on the ground and all those types of things just wasn't there. But even more so than, you know, he can already tell a huge difference in that, but he also wants to be there for her. Mm-hmm. And cardiovascular disease, cancer, all those types of things were in his mind. So he's going to have more life in the years that he has, and has more years in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's just not about weight loss.
It's not just about weight loss. There's so much that's involved with the mental image of yourself, what you can accomplish. His presence with people is completely different. His self-esteem has gone up. All those types of things are just very important. And being that person that you know that you can be, mm-hmm. Can make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I told him the next time he comes back, no more baggy clothes. He's waiting till he gets to a set weight, and then instead of going out to buy new clothes, he's taking in all his pants. He's going to have them all taken in. But I said, no more baggy clothes.
And that's the other thing, is we're going to follow up with him from there to make sure that he maintains that weight. So it's not just something that he's going to have to come back and do again, but right. We're actually going to be maintaining that, making sure that that's done.
So if there's people out there, Dr. Prather, that's thinking, you know, I really need to lose weight, I need to get healthier, what would you say to them in closing?
I would say that the best way to do this is a controlled medical weight loss that someone who is actually looking for the homeostasis of the body, this is the best way to do it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.